Hello and welcome to the 13th episode of William's Wacky Wonders, aka the 3 W's, where today we are greeted by three special guests, Professor Zog, who will be talking about Mayan gods.
Hello, hello, and hip, hip, hello.
Also Molly, the Mayan math teacher.
Hello, my name is Molly, the Mayan math teacher.
And finally, we have Farmer Bella to talk about the Mayan farming.
Hello, I'm Farmer Bella to talk about the Mayan food.
Back to Professor Zog. How many Mayan gods were there?
I don't feel like answering that, sorry.
Please.
Fine, there's 166 gods about, I think.
I don't think he's right in the head. Right, next question. Personally, who's your favourite god?
Personally, I think my favourite Mai is Kukulkan.
I guess that's all from Professor Zog. Next guest, Molly the Mayan math teacher. Who will be talking about Mayan math? What is your paper made of?
Good question. Is the bark of fig trees?
Next question. What did your numbers look like?
Well, we used symbols such as pebbles, sticks and shells as numbers.
What is 6 takeaway?
Is it my turn yet?
No. Excuse that. 6 takeaway 3.
We had a good understanding of numbers. 6 takeaway 3, I think that's 3.
Correct. Can you translate that into your own numbers, please?
I can. That is 3 pebbles.
Thank you. Now, get out. Bella, your turn.
Oh, okay. Bye then.
Hello, I'm Farmer Bella and I know all about the Mayan food and farming.
Okay, what was the most popular food farmed?
The most popular Mayan food was maize and corn. It was 80% of our diet. It was our favourite food. I love it.
I can't believe that. Oh, whatever. How successful was the Mayan at farming?
Good question. The Mayan were very successful at farming as they studied the stars and weather.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Thank you for watching the 13th episode of William's Wacky Wonders. Now, goodbye, Professor Zog.
Bye, my friends, even though I'm already gone because I don't like the show.
Yes. Alright, bye, Molly the Mayan math teacher.
Bye, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Bye, Farmer Bella.
Bye, see you soon.
Tune in next week for the Rotten Rodents.